back at Gittin, 5th Mishnah. Every guest has a date written on it, and in those days they would write such and such year of such and such king. Again, if you wrote for the wrong king, you're involved when you wrote such and such year, the king of Edom, you get his postal. The same thing as the Shemachos Modei, the Shemachos Yovim, even you wrote the ancient big kingdoms of Modai and Yovim, it's possible because you have to write the Malchus of where you are at the time of writing the Gitz. Then Yerabai, the Chubin Abai, also if you wrote how many years it's from the building of the Beit HaMikdash or the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Or, how you've been Mizrah because of the Mayer, if he was in the east and he wrote Ged with Nifl in the west, Mayer because of Mizrah. All these cases are Gitim which have sunned the Rabbanon, and therefore, if she relies on such a get, she has to get divorced from the new husband because and she has to get divorced from the second one and from the first husband also. Why? Because if she has illicit relations with the second person, she is possible to her first husband. Yeah. Sricha, get me there, and they both have to write her again because it looks like she was married to both of them. The Ain La Lake Suva. She does not get Suva. The Lake Paris, if the husband ate the Paris, he does not have to pay for them. The Lake Mizainas, she does not entitle the husband to give her Mizainas since she caused herself to have to get divorced. The Lake Beloyas, Beloyas is a worn out. She doesn't get that back either. The rags from what she brought into the from the garment she brought into the marriage. And the Ptolemy Zemizeh, after she took it from these husbands, she has to give it back to them. Kitta, she loses all her rights. Avlad Mamzem Zemizeh, and Midrabonon, the son that is born from this marriage is a mamzer, because there was a matamim law, and also if the husbands are kohanim, they're not going to matam themselves, because it's not going to be ziyot, my ziyotah, farsas hareah. Neither of these husbands is entitled to the discourse of a husband. The mesir that she finds of a normal husband is his, and her work money goes to him, and the maid of the nether, he can remove her nether. All this is in the case that once again she had a get which was puzzled. So we had assumed that once she got remarried, so now we passed it to both husbands, and she hasn't neither to give the other one the various schools that they're entitled to. Yeah. Bas Levi, Hoise Bas Yisrael, Nifsal Tzmenakuna. She was a Yisraelis, then can't pass away from Truma, because anyway she can't eat Truma, but you pass away from Kahuna. She's not allowed to marry Koins, but she is technically considered a Zaina. She had a relations with a person that was five Koins. Bas Levi, Minamaita. She was the daughter of a Levi. She's puzzled from taking Maisa. Bas Koyin, Mina Truma, she's a daughter of a Koyin, she can't eat Truma, like we said, she's a Zaina. Then Yoshim Shilzeh, Yoshim Shilzeh, Yoshim Ksubota, written the Ksuva, that if she dies before the husband, her son should eventually inherit the value of the Ksuva. So they don't have this chutz. Avos Zevach Shilzeh, Chokhil Ami Yabin. She died without children. So, if she clearly did not have a divorce, then her deceased husband's brother will do the yibum over here, since she's psula to the yavam, she's psula to her husband because of this illicit marriage she had. Therefore, her husband and the second husband, if they died, they would necessitate chalitza, but not yibum. Shinu Shmo Yishmo, Shem Ira Shem Ira. Also, he changed in the name of the get that he wrote. He changed her name, his name, or the name of the town. The get is also possible. Take them into Zechal Drachem Eilabo. As all these chumras, as we say, Chazal treated her as she got remarried. The get, which is possible, he treated her as if she was Mizana and it was relations underneath the husband, and therefore. All the halachas and plots.